Welcome back to Colorectal Cancer Update, and we continue with the interview with Dr. Robert Wolf. You were talking before about the issue of convenience, and when you have Oxali, you need a central line anyhow. What about in the neoadjuvant rectal setting, where obviously most of these people are not going to get Oxali? How much of a quality of life difference or benefit is it to take capecitabine versus 5-FU?
People just don't like having a pump. Now, if you say you're going to do a pump as part of a FOLFOX or FOLFIRI regimen for 48 hours, that's different than saying you're going to wear this thing for the next 6 weeks. And there is baggage to those things. We've had pumps malfunction, we don't know how much 5-FU they've received, et cetera, et cetera. Now, you could also make the argument, well, you don't know how much capecitabine they're getting. There is a leap of faith in terms of relying on the patient to be compliant with the medication. At our institution, I think we do have a highly motivated group of patients, particularly when you're telling them this preoperative therapy may make the difference between you having a sphincter-preserving procedure or a colostomy, and I do think that's a strong motivator for many patients. So I just think it's a lot easier not to deal with a pump for several weeks, the catheter-related issues. The biggest issue is people could now make the argument, well, they may need oxaliplatin on the back end, although we don't really know how oxaliplatin fits in rectal cancer post-operative adjuvant therapy for rectal cancer. I think most of us feel fairly comfortable that if it adds a benefit for patients with stage 3 colon cancer, certainly it should add a benefit for patients with stage 3 rectal cancer.